Hey, welcome again to the HSP World Mastery Program, Level 1, and we're on Week 5, and I hope you've been doing good. Okay, so I want you to keep doing your sensory input sheets, okay? Remember how we talked about your system being like a high-performance machine, like a Maserati? Okay, so what's going to happen is as you start gaining more of an awareness of your senses and your different senses, you're going to start noticing how different things are impacting your senses, okay? So remember, there's no right or wrong or good or bad about your senses. You're just increasing your awareness of how your senses react to your two different environments, but it's also helping you understand how you can impact how your senses react to your environments, okay? Now, we've been adding daily habits to your regimen. So and I hope they have, but they should have been having a positive impact on your senses, okay? So you may notice or not an increase or a decrease in your sensory inputs scores, okay? So again, this isn't good or bad. This is just valuable information for you as you go forward. So I want you to keep doing your input sheets and just keep at it for your two different environments, all right? And you're going to start noticing that some of this has to do with self-discipline. So we're increasing your self-discipline, okay? If you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you're increasing your self-discipline, which is good. That's a good thing. There's times to relax and there's times to be disciplined, right? So now, I hope you have been working on your input solution, and I hope you've been making some headway there. So, like, how did your input solution work? Did some of the steps work? Were you able to tweak some of the steps and try it again? Or with the information you gathered from putting into action your input solution, did that then create more information for you to come up with perhaps even a different solution? Okay. Again, you're a highly sensitive, you have the HSP trait, you're very creative. So don't be afraid to use that creativity. All right. And again, are you giving yourself that reward? I want to share with you one reward that I have for myself. I don't do it like all the time. But I do it because I love it. And I love pairing a glass of wine with some chocolate and nuts or fruit and just snacking on that for half an hour while I listen to some, could be uplifting music, it could be dance music, it could be anything. But that's what I do to reward myself because my senses are just... The wine complements the chocolate. The chocolate complements the wine. The fruit complements the wine and the chocolate. So it's just a cornucopia of wonderful impacts on my senses. Okay, so I don't go nuts with it, but I really enjoy that, and that's one of my rewards. So think of different rewards you can give yourself. Okay, now, we have a new habit to add, okay? You're going to notice we're going to keep adding to your daily habits, okay? So this habit is a journal. It's a daily journal. Now, we're not writing a book here. We're not, going crazy or anything like that, all right? All it is quick notes, okay? Point form. So before meditating at the beginning of your day, I want you to fill in point form what you remembered about any dreams you had, okay? So if you were on a blue boat, just point form, blue boat. If the waves were big and coming into the boat, big waves, that kind of thing. So anything that stands out to you about the dream, I want you to note it down in point form, okay? Now, I also want you to write down 5 things you're grateful for. I want you to do this before you start meditating, okay? Now, it could be you're grateful that you woke up alive, okay? You're grateful that you can smell, you can see, you can hear, you can taste, you can feel. You're grateful that you have a roof over your head. You're grateful you have food in your cupboard. You're grateful for a loved one. You're grateful for your animal if you have one. So I want you to write down 5 things, okay? And I mean, I hope you don't repeat the same 5 things every day. I'd like you to come up with some different ones. But I want you to start off, before you meditate, writing down those 2 things in the morning, okay? Now, at the end of your day, I want you to go back to your daily journal, and I want you to write down what made you, in point form, what made you happy that day, what bugged you that day, okay? Just in point form, all right? Again, we're like scientists. We're gathering information on you, okay? You're gathering information on you. And this is going to give you valuable information going forward, all right? So we're gonna do that, and then again, you're going to reward yourself for it, okay? All right, that's it. We'll see you for week 6. Bye.